From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Jury selection begins tomorrow in the trial of Jose Padilla in a federal court in Miami. The 36-year-old American citizen was arrested almost 5 years ago upon his return to the U.S. from Pakistan. He originally was held in military custody as an enemy combatant. He's now in a civilian jail in Florida. The government charges that Padilla conspired with terrorist groups to murder, kidnap, and maim people overseas. Joining us to talk about the trial is Carol Williams, the Caribbean Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Welcome to the program.
Good morning.
There have been several prominent terrorist cases in recent years, the shoe bomber, the 20th hijacker, and the paintball terrorist. Remind us, who is Padilla?
Padilla is the man who was originally accused of plotting to detonate a dirty bomb in the United States against some unnamed U.S. city. And his arrest was followed by a very spectacular news conference by then Attorney General John Ashcroft, who, by satellite from Moscow, set out this very detailed plot that was a very disturbing and alarming report. But in the end, after his 3.5 years in the military brig, he's been charged only with conspiracy to commit terrorism and material support.
So why is the dirty bomb no longer one of the charges?
Well, clearly they didn't have the evidence they needed to pursue that prosecution. And what they obtained during his interrogations in the brig will not be admitted in court because of the concerns that it was coerced.
How strong is the government's case?
Well, it's hard to know at this point because we haven't seen what evidence they have, but much of it seems to hang on the testimony of a CIA agent that the prosecution is attempting to get the judge to allow him to testify in disguise and incognito to protect his worth for future covert operations.
You mentioned that Padilla was held in a military prison without any charge and the allegations by the defense that he was subject to torture. How exactly will the issues affect his case, that issue?
Well, the judge has excluded the confessions or whatever information was disclosed in the interrogations. So it's not clear what, if any, condemning information will come out of all that treatment that he was subjected to. It's not been deemed torture, but the defense claims that it's tantamount to torture or abuse. And the conditions under which he was held, he was deprived of human contact for 2 years, and he was subjected to extremes of light and sound and temperature so that he never knew what time of day it was, or it sort of broke his natural body rhythms and connection with the real world. The defense claims that he was rendered a victim of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and that he suffered mental capabilities because of the treatment he endured.
Does the Padilla's defense have any other strong arguments?
I'm not sure that they have any information that would exclude him from conviction, that he was in point A instead of point B. We don't know too much about the details of the defense, or for that matter the government's case, what they will specifically accuse him of. During the competency hearing that was held a month or so ago, it seemed the government's case revolved around some documents that were seized during a safe house raid in Pakistan that are also subject to the cases of a number of the detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
Do you think the case is likely to have ramifications for how the U.S. deals with future terrorism trials?
Well, yes and no. I mean, yes, because the circumstances of his arrest and the origin of the evidence they claim to have against him is very similar to the detainees at Guantanamo who have been charged in the past with specific crimes. But because Padilla is a U.S. citizen, he is accorded many more rights than the other war on terror suspects because he's in federal court system as opposed to the military commissions, the war crimes tribunal that is being set up in Guantanamo.
Carol Williams is the Caribbean bureau chief for the Los Angeles Times. We reached her in Miami, where Jose Padilla's trial is scheduled to begin tomorrow. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.